There we go. There's 18 New Hope ladies, if I got the number right, in this picture who was down there at some point. And so this morning we're going to have a couple people come and share. And the first one's Bjorg. She's going to come and share about the experience. And then Pat is going to come after her. And they're going to just kind of share their heart of what they learned, of how God spoke to them. And so I think it's wonderful that there were that many ladies who went. It can just be an encounter weekend when they experience Christ in a new way, and they come back changed. So, Bjorg, would you please come?
Can you see all the happy faces? They're all smiling and having such a good time. It was an amazing conference, and every year that I've been going, it's always something. You know, I always bring something back with me that the Lord has given me while I was there. This year, Pam was our speaker. She is our bishop's wife, and she is a lady that is full of the Holy Spirit, and she spoke about the Holy Spirit and about us hearing God. So the theme of our retreat was open, and it was open our house, which is the temple of God, to the move of God and how we are to listen to him and do what he tells us. There were three things that we had. One was receive, restore, and release. In receiving, she said, the first door that has to open in our lives is when we accept Jesus as our Savior. And once you do that, then God can start to work with you and lead you into many different areas of ministry and blessing in the Lord. She also talked about restoring, and she used the example of the spirit, soul, and the body. And she shared how, you know, the spirit wants to move from within us into our soul, which is our will, emotions, and a mind. And he also wants to move into our bodies. And under the soul, she talked about the transformation that we receive in the Lord. And in First Thessalonians 5:23, it says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify us through and through. May our whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, we want God to move in our spirit, our soul, and our body. And it was just a wonderful thing that she shared with us. And she also talked about how we have to prepare our lives to be able to do what God wants us to do. And she used the example of the 10 virgins. And she said that 5 of those virgins were ready. Their oil lamps were full. And when the Lord came, they were ready to move out with him. But there were 5 that weren't. And, you know, she said that sometimes we allow distractions in our lives to keep us from moving forward with the Lord. And we miss some great opportunities in God if we do that. And so it was just rich all the way around. And she talked about how we can maintain our spiritual health. And that is, you know, to keep that connection with the Lord, spend time with him every day, and listening to how the Holy Spirit wants to move in our lives. And she did something interesting in one of our meetings. She said, I want you to listen. She said, just listen and ask the Lord to put someone on your mind. And so, you know, we were listening, and she says, when that person comes to your mind, text that person right now and say, and tell them, you know, I'm in this meeting, and I heard your name come before me, and I just wanted to send you a message to say that I'm thinking of you. You know, and that was just such a powerful statement to me, because, you know, so many times we hear the Lord put a name in us, you know. He speaks something to us, and we wonder, what's going on with that person? And just the word sometimes, I'm thinking of you and I'm praying for you, makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, she said that we have to not only be receivers and restorers, but we also have to be people that are willing to release the things that God puts in us into the world. And that was the text phone was part of that, to release something to somebody that's in our world. But God is so good. I mean, it was just such an amazing, amazing weekend. She talked about how the enemy comes in to try to steal things from us that God wants to give us. And she also gave this word. Let me see if I can find it here. It's kind of like, what do we come into agreement with? You know, we hear a lot of voices, and it's important that we learn to identify the voice of the Lord in our lives. And she said, you know, do we come in agreement with the enemy and the lies that he's telling us, that you're defeated, you can't do this? Or do we trust the Lord with the promises he's given us and agree with him on the things that he's given us? She told us to guard our time with the Lord. You know, sometimes we get so busy that we forget to take that time with the Lord every day. And she said, you know, when we take the time with the Lord, we can hear him all day long, and he can direct us and guide us in our walk and in the journey that we have every day. And then she said that the enemy's going to take us on a bus ride that goes nowhere. So she said, where's the bus going? Where's your bus going? You know, she used some really good illustrations that spoke to me anyway. So who's driving your bus? You know, and I thought, you know, that is a good thing. You know, we get on our bus every day, and it takes us in so many different directions, and not always in good places. But I want Jesus to drive my bus. I don't know about you, but I want him to drive my bus. And it was just an amazing, amazing weekend, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about the Holy Spirit and about, you know, taking time to listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks. And I want to encourage all of you ladies next year, start saving now so you can come next year, because it is one of the things I look forward to in my every year, to be able to go to this conference, because we learn a lot. We see God change lives in the prayer groups. He just speaks to people. You pray for others. I mean, it's just so full. So that was it. Well, no, one more thing. She said, our house should not be isolated from the community. That was another good thing that stood out to me. Use your spiritual gifts to bless others, and use your spiritual fruit so that you can bless others and you can overflow in your family, in your church, your workplace, friends, and community. But I really want to encourage you, and what I heard most was that listen to the Lord. Let him lead you, because he'll lead you to people that are in need. And don't be afraid if he says, text that person, because at that moment, God sees what's in that person's heart, and he wants you to be a blessing. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Yes. And I, too, was thoroughly blessed by attending the ladies' retreat. Things in my heart changed. Good, for the good. And so I want to share a little bit from a workshop class that was an optional class in the afternoon. How to hear God. And it kind of follows right along with what Bjorg just finished, hearing from God. You know, we have trouble sometimes hearing what other people say to us, just regular conversation around the table. And, you know, one spouse says, well, you said this. I didn't say that. I said this part of that, what you said. And, you know, we all kind of, we get mumble jumble, don't we, sometimes. What did I hear? I thought they said this. I should be doing this. No, Pat, you shouldn't be doing that. So even in the physical realm, there is a problem of hearing and understanding what we should be doing. So let's start with, I'm sorry. I have to time myself here. Okay. How God speaks to us, his children, that are in his family. How do we know God speaks? How do we know that God wants to say something to us? Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And I had this underlined. When you hear from God, you want your Bible around you too, if possible, to hear as well. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So my responsibility, I have to ask God. God, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what those great things that you have in store for us, those immeasurably more things. So Don't you want to hear those amazing things that God wants to say to you? And as a church family, now, I may be digressing because I'm going back to show example here in our own church family. Back in 2001, you know, look around here. We were up on the hill. Now, 81 acres had been purchased. Then the sanctuary, and then the Harvey Center, and we have the basketball court. We have the pavilion now, and more to come. As long as we keep hearing from God and doing what he asks us to do. And even in our personal life, I've been growing, and the Lord keeps showing me things. You need to change this. You don't have the right attitude. This and that, I'm hearing. But I ask God. He doesn't bop me on the head and say, now listen to me right now. No, I need to receive that. I see somebody chuckling over there. I have to have that happen to me too sometimes. Hit myself. Come on, listen, Pat. John 8, verse 47 says, he who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. That hits me between the eyes. Sometimes I'm having my own thoughts and my own pity party and whatever, and so I miss out. Yeah. So it says, how do I know I belong to God? Well, Bjorg mentioned early on. We know John 3:16. We all can probably quote it from memory in different versions. So let's quote it and see where it comes in for your life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We take that for granted lots of times. Oh, I've been saved. God's in my life, so I'm good. Well, we want God in our life. But I belong to him. And sometimes we think we have God in our life because we do good things and, you know, and I know lots of knowledge about God. I can tell people this and that. But we don't have him in our heart. We aren't trusting him and relying on him in our everyday life. So what else did our speaker tell us about? The Holy Spirit dwells in you if you are in Christ. And that's John 16, verse 13. He, the Holy Spirit, will guide you in all truth. Now, do you believe that? You believe God can make a mistake? The Holy Spirit could guide us off the track and get us derailed? No, he's only going to put truth in our hearts and minds as we rely on him. Another point was brought out. I keep saying our speaker. The speaker that was speaking was Robin Sustek. This was a class and not Pam speaking, and she had a few people sharing with her. It's Psalm 46, verse 10, which we know. Be still and know I am God. Wow. Be still. That is so difficult, isn't it? To be still. To learn to sit and listen for God's quiet voice in a place of quietness. Because in this world, even in your household or going anywhere practically, there are so many distractions and obstacles. You know, I can get caught up in media. Oh, look at this little picture here and this and that, and oh, I wonder what's happening over here. I better check my phone every 10 minutes. I don't do it that often, but you know, those kinds of things that's taking me away from that stillness that I need to have. It's a discipline, and it's something still growing in me and at work in me, because the distractions that come into my life, I have to pull myself away from them because my mind gets cluttered. your mind doesn't get cluttered, does it? But so many things. I got to do this, this, this. I better go to my to-do list. Oh, I haven't done this today and this and that. And what's happening, I'm getting caught up in what I think I should be doing at that time, what I should be thinking, what do I do next, check it off. Well, what happens? I get distracted. Do your minds ever become cluttered with self-talk? Nobody has that in their minds. Well, now, Pat, you should do this. You shouldn't have done that. Negativity, that ever creep in your mind? Sometimes with me, how dare they say that to me? And it can stay in there for a while. And it pushes God's voice out. Because now I'm on the negative. And who's happy about that? The old enemy, Satan. Oh, yeah, I got Pat distracted. So I related so much to what she was saying to us. And, you know, we begin to lose closeness to God, to drift away from God and his ways in very subtle little small steps. If I continue that, the negativity and my thoughts guard my life, then there isn't much room for me to hear God. Okay. At the retreat, between, you know, our gatherings and one meeting or event or to something else, I kept saying, God, guide me, direct me. What I should say, do, where I should be when there's some free time, or where should I sit? I often do that here. I stand in the back. Where do you want me to sit today, Lord? There might be someone I need to be praying to because I can see that there's something going on, or they need prayer, or I see somebody. God nudges me. He doesn't speak out loud. I've never heard him speak out loud, but I've heard it very loud and clear in my mind. So during the conversations I had with people, I would just constantly say, Lord, help me to listen, keep my mouth shut, because I tend to want to jump in and tell somebody the answer, or this is how it could fix them, and that doesn't work. So just as they're talking, I want to concentrate on them. I want to hear what they're saying, and the Holy Spirit will show me, okay, now you can say something. Now you can say that. And I want to share at least one example here. I was a life group leader, one of 19. That was wonderful, 19 small groups. Anyway, I only knew of two ladies in the group and not well either. So there were 11 ladies. Friday night, during the share, they were talking about things that were bothering them, things that were distressing to them. Maybe gossip was bothering them, and they were in situations where gossiping was going on, even with Christians. Some of it was unforgiveness. Some of them, they just didn't know what next step they should take. One lady says, I don't even go to church anymore. I don't do any of that, but she says, I'm here because my mother came. And this lady was married, probably about 32 or something like that. So during the night and that morning, I said, these ladies have a heavy heart on things, things that have bound them together, that keep them distracted, that keep them focused not on so much on God, but on their problems, on their situation. And so even during the, I said, Lord, show me what I should be doing. So we shared on that Saturday morning, but just before we closed, I said, ladies, I believe God is saying to us, we need to take some quiet time, some time, a little bit of prayer, and I'm going to guide you. There are some of you have hurts. Some of you are dealing with unforgiveness in your life. I don't know what ones fit anybody. And I said, some of you may have, you know, other anxieties, anxiousness, fears, things that are really troubling you. So I told them to bow their heads, and they could whisper if they wanted to. And it was time of quiet, I said. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to your mind the one or two things that you are struggling with, that you have been chained to, that you need to let go of. So it was quietness. And then I started with, in the name of Jesus, I forgive. Who comes to your mind that you need to forgive? Fill in the blank. And for doing what? Fill in the blank. And so we paused. There was time. In the name of Jesus, I forgive myself. There are times I have to forgive myself. God forgives me, but I said, how could I have done that? How could I have said that? So we were quiet. And then we went on, in the name of Jesus, you know, you want to get these. There are lies that we're believing. That's what God's voice will say to us. That's a lie. Maybe somebody did say something that hurts or something, but if I nurse it, that's not the place it's going to be good. So in the name of Jesus, just I renounce the lies that I believe, and they might be such things. Sometimes I have to announce that. I'm no good. How could I goof today? I renounce the fear. I'm anxious about doing this or whatever it is. Unforgiveness. I need to forgive so-and-so. They just open their mouth and said it, but they do that to other people, not just to me. So that's a lie to believe that. So we did that. And then in the authority of Jesus, because we want to pray in Jesus' name. When we hear God's voice, it's in Jesus' name, not my name casting out things or getting rid of stuff. So in the name of Jesus, I tell these lies that I believe to go. And in the last, like kind of closing the door, in the name of Jesus, I receive your blessing. And of forgiveness, because I prayed for forgiveness and all this. And then God begins to fill my life with the fear is gone. So thank you, God, for your peace. Maybe it's feeling worthless. I don't feel like I did anything contributing. I thank you, God, that I am of value to you. You died for me. Thank you that I am your daughter. And verses will come to my mind, like Zephaniah 3:17, that God sings over us. He delights in each of us. He loves us. And that's good to have your Bible when you do sit down and quiet to have it, because he can bring a verse to our mind. I can look that up and say, yes, he loves me. And then I'm free. Now, does the enemy go away completely for the rest of the day? No, he'll probably pop in again. He popped in with Jesus 3 times in the wilderness. He didn't give up. He says that the Satan went away for another time to come back to test Jesus. So, but if we have these keys of hearing God's voice, it draws us back to him. Because what happens? We are rendered useless. If we get to the point where we cannot hear God's voice, we aren't taking time to hear, we are believing the lies that life is too busy, I got too much to do, I don't have time for God, I don't have time to be in fellowship with people. And so, next thing we find, we're way over here. How did we get here? I want to share one story. There were three at the conference. Well, after I finished praying, leading the people in the prayer, in the life in this prayer group, people, I said, amen, and they left. The ladies did, and one lady across from me came over with tears in her eyes. I never knew her until she got in the group, and all I knew was about her name. She was in tears. She said, oh, I can't believe what this has done for me, this prayer. I said, really? Oh, a weight has left me. 3.5 years I have been in captivity, in prison, not physical prison, but the spiritual prison. I have been so distraught and wrought up with things that I believe between her daughter and her, a grown daughter, that I have been useless to God's work. I don't even do what I was doing, calling people, helping in church. I did go to church, but my mind would always be on that. So later I said, would you like to meet together? So we did for about an hour that afternoon. And the keys, I call them keys here, to open the our lives to freedom, she wrote them down, and she kept, I said, keep listening, pray right now, see what God's Spirit is saying to you. And, she says this, and then she said it was that. I said, well, you put it down, and then I listened to her pray. I kept my mouth shut, and I kept praying. God opened her eyes. When she finished praying, her face was beaming. It was a glow. And she did not have that when I met her Friday night. And she was a little bit smiling more after she had prayed the prayer in the morning. But she had released so much. And Sunday, she was just a gleam, glowing with the peace, how she'd been delivered. And I think I have that much time. Yep. So the second one is, you never know. I do devotions in the morning when I'm on a retreat, just a little bit, and I I was near a lady. I don't know much about her, and I said, "Oh, would you like to do this devotion with me?" I had a little book at that time. She, you know, read the Bible verse and then the scripture, and then I did the reading, and I said, would you like to pray? No. I said, okay, I pray. We met together on Sunday morning. Went through the same thing. The Lord was speaking to me. She's afraid to pray. I know she could pray. So after before we pray, I said, can you tell me one thing you're thankful for to God? Yeah, I'm thankful for. I said, good. Do you know, I used to be like that. I couldn't even pray one sentence out loud when I was an adult. For the longest time, I couldn't even do two sentences. I was all bound up. I'm not speaking right. I won't sound good like somebody else and somebody else. I said, could you say, you think you could pray that one sentence you told me you're thankful to God for? She prayed it, and she added four or five more sentences. She said, I have never prayed except one sentence years and years ago. She was released. Sometimes it's just us coming along, helping, listening to God's voice, asking the right question, that you can give freedom. Well, you don't do, I don't do it, God does, to someone, to be a greater ministry and to do more, because God wants us to be reaching to others. And thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Bjorg and Pat, for just sharing your stories of how God touched you at the retreat or the conference, and for the many insights that you learned. Just a few moments, I'm going to ask Jack to come, and he's going to start in the communion ritual, but I just want to share one thought. Pat was talking about hearing God's voice, and my summary thought of the morning would be, in John 10:27, Jesus said this, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. And so the one thought I'll pull out of all this is we all need to be listeners. It's interesting, the shepherd knows his sheep, and the sheep, he knows the sheep's voice, and not only that, the sheep know his voice. And so we just need to hear God's voice of what he speaks to us, and he directs our life. That's an amazing thing that God himself would speak to human beings like you and me. And so thank you, Bjorg and Pat, for sharing that. And let's just bow for a word of prayer. Father, thank you this morning for the word and the challenge that we as sheep need to listen to the shepherd's voice. Because that's where the instruction of life, the guidance of life comes from. So I pray you'll give us open ears. Take out the wax, the hardness of hearing. Help us to give time to you in the prayer closet or the prayer tent to listen for your voice that will guide and instruct our lives. And Father, we just thank you on this Communion Sunday for the amazing privilege to think that the living God of all eternity takes time to speak to people who just give time to listen. So, Lord, I pray your blessing upon us that we will be listening sheep today and in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.